Friends, I'm introducing Dr. Walter Martin of the early 1900s and 90s, who was one of the best teachers and exposers of cults ever. He created the well-known radio programs by the Christian Research Institute. Today, the program is called The Bible Answer Man. This program will be addressing the cult of the Virgin Mary, revered by the popes of the Vatican. Dr. Martin will clearly describe the difference between the biblical Mary, Mother of Jesus, and the Catholic Virgin Mary. There are three parts to this program, and this is the last one. It will be 7 minutes and 25 seconds by Dr. Walter Martin.
We are dealing with the Roman Catholic Church in history. We were discussing the 7 steps to deity, discussing the person of the Virgin Mary, and to sum that up, Mary is called Mother of God, paralleling her with Jesus Christ as Son of God. Mary is called Immaculately Conceived, 1854, paralleling the virgin birth of Christ. Mary is designated Perpetual Virgin, paralleling the perfection of Christ. Mary was assumed bodily into heaven, paralleling the resurrection of Christ. Mary was crowned Queen of Heaven in Catholic theology, number 5. Paralleling Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Mary was proclaimed mediatrix of all graces, which means that she participates in the redemption that her Son gave by virtue of the fact that she bore him and brought him into the world. And she is the mediator because she mediates between us and Christ. It's hardly necessary to draw to our attention 1 Timothy chapter 2, which says there is one God and one intercessor between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. End of argument. Mary is not mediatrix of all graces. And of course, the 7th one, co-redemptrix of the universe. Redemption of mankind as the mother of God. You need only look at Hebrews 1, verse 3, to know that this cannot be, because the scripture says Jesus Christ himself atoned for all our sins. Hebrews chapters 8, 9, and 10 reiterate over and over and over again that he offered one sacrifice for sin forever and sat down at the right hand of God. That he entered into the holiest of all with his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption for us. So it's fairly clear. clear that these seven steps have been designed to elevate the Virgin Mary into what is known today in Catholic theology as the Cult of Mary. I didn't designate that name. That name was chosen by Catholic theologians at Vatican II, called by the Pope. And they openly described, and some of them deplored, the adoration and worship of the Virgin Mary over the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, particularly as it had taken place in Latin America, Spain, and Italy. So, this is the seven-step to deity structure of Roman Catholic theology. Mary, the mother of Jesus, becomes Mary, the mother of God. As we saw in our opening lecture on this subject, the Mary of the Bible is quite different from the deity created by Roman Catholic theology. Mary of the Bible is the handmaiden or servant of the Lord. The Mary of the Bible says, "Whatever my son says to you, do it." The Mary of the Bible is given into the hands of John to care for. The Mary of the Bible, we are told, has no greater position in relationship to Christ than any member of the body of Christ. "Who is my mother, my brother, or my sister?" said Jesus. "Whoever does the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same as mother, brother, or sister to me." Mary of the Bible died. The Mary of the Bible was buried. The Mary of the Bible, spiritually now, is in heaven as a saint of God. But she knew that she was a sinner, because in her great adoration of God at the angelic message, she said, "My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." So this is the Mary of the Bible, who is found finally in the book of Acts, in the upper room, participating in the promise of the Father, the coming of the Holy Spirit, and she too was filled with the Holy Spirit. Mary of the Bible was a charismatic Christian who loved Jesus Christ, her Son and her Savior. She is not the goddess that has evolved in Roman Catholic theology. Now, I pointed out last week, and I want to reiterate this. It would take too long to go into it in detail, but I would suggest that you read carefully the references to Christian women in the New Testament, cited by the Apostle Paul and Peter, and that you read carefully the 31st chapter of the book of Proverbs. You will find there an outline of the character of the Virgin Mary. She was that kind of a person, because God would choose nothing less than his ideal to be the Savior's mother. And Mary was chosen because she was a unique woman. The greatest woman who ever lived, the mother of our Savior, our sister in Christ. But we may not say she is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. That is Christ. We may not say that she should pray for us at the hour of our death, because Christ is our intercessor, and it is he that will lead us through the valley of the shadow of death. It was not Mary that Stephen looked to as he was dying under the rocks of the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees. It was the Lord Jesus. And it was to him that Stephen repaired, the first martyr, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He didn't call on Mary to pray for him. He called on Christ to receive him. So, though we honor Mary, and though we recognize her as the greatest woman that ever lived, on the basis of who she was and what she did, she is not to be worshipped. She is not to usurp the position of the Creator. She is instead to be considered our sister and highly loved. Period. And we look forward to that day when we shall see her and have fellowship with her in the kingdom of God. But that is a long way from calling her Queen of Heaven, co-redemptrix of the universe, mediatrix of all graces, and implying in some way that she is the parallel to Jesus of Nazareth. No way is there a parallel. And the Christian is well advised to remember that this is what separates us very drastically from Roman Catholic theology.
Friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It will be available on cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas, cephas-radio.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin, and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross, "It is finished." God, Father, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing his word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark chapter 13, verse 22, "For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Time is up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary with us at CephasThriftShop.com. CephasThriftShop.com. We are selling our inventory at a 90% discount. Books, DVDs, CDs, and etc. The DVDs and CDs are originals and new, and the books are described. Join our monthly newsletter free at go-cephas.com. My email address is r421@earthlink.net. Thanks for listening, and tell your friends about us. God bless you, and hope to share with you next week. Shalom, Rita Williams.